DiscerningHearts.com presents Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essef. Ordained a priest from the Diocese of Scranton, Pennsylvania, Monsignor Essef has served as a retreat director and confessor to Blessed Mother Teresa. He continues to offer direction and retreats internationally for the Sisters of the Missionaries of Charity. Monsignor Essef encountered St. Padre Pio, who would become a spiritual father to him. He has lived around the globe, including Lebanon, serving the pontifical missions there. It is a Catholic organization established by Blessed John Paul II to bring the good news to the world, especially to the poor. Monsignor Essef assisted the founders of the Institute for Priestly Formation and continues to serve as a spiritual director for the Institute. He also actively serves as a retreat leader and director to bishops, priests, sisters, seminarians, and other religious leaders. Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essef. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. Good morning, Monsignor. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Thank you. And today, the Church presents us with our God, who is three persons in one God, of the holy three-personed Trinity, that God, who is our Father on this Father's Day, has revealed to us his Son Jesus, who is our Savior. And the Savior, Jesus, has sent his Sanctifier and Holy Spirit upon his Church and the world. And today, I think only in the United States do we have today as Father's Day, maybe in other countries, I don't know, but all over the world we have Trinity Sunday. And all over the world, the three-personed God is being presented to every person in the world. And so I would like today, if every person who is baptized could renew his or her baptismal vows, because it requires faith in the three-person Trinity. And God wants us to believe, and he requires of us to believe, that when he sent his Son, most quoted passage, I believe, of the New Testament, is the one that is used today. It's John, the third gospel, the 16th to the 19th verses. And many of you may know this by memory. God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not be condemned, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe in him has been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. God has sent his Son into the world, and he is Jesus. So for everyone who is listening, in order for us to be saved, and you who have been baptized, have believed in Jesus, that he was sent into the world, and that Jesus sent his Spirit into the world, that in his life, when he suffered and died and rose and went back to heaven, promised us he would send his Spirit for our salvation. That Spirit came into the world in Pentecost. And so today on Trinity Sunday, everyone who's listening to me, every single one, dwells in the Trinity. The indwelling of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit came into you when you were baptized. And in order for you to be baptized, you had to give your act of faith, which is required here. Do you believe that God sent his Son? Do you believe in the Son that was sent? And do you believe in the Holy Spirit? And so those vows were taken by everyone. If you're a Protestant, if you're a Catholic, if you're Orthodox, if you're a Christian, you have had these vows. If you have been baptized, these are the vows you have taken. And I would like to repeat them, because the greatest event of your entire life in this world and the next occurred when you received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in your heart. God came to dwell in you when you were baptized. Whenever that was, when you were 12 years old, when you were 30, when you were 60, or when you were a baby, you have received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And these are the questions, and I would like you now to renew them, because I would like you to hear them again and renew your baptismal vows on Trinity Sunday. It would be good even if you had some water and placed yourself before God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and actually confessed and professed and proclaimed your faith in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And I would like you, Chris, to answer for all of those who may be listening. If you're listening in the Philippines, in Tagaytay, in the Philippines, in Omaha, Nebraska, in Beijing, China, wherever you are, to profess your faith. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died and was buried, rose again from the dead on the third day, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father, from whence he shall come to judge the living and the dead?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who has spoken through the prophets? Do you believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and life everlasting?
I do.
This is our faith. Into that faith, all of you who are listening and have renewed your faith have been baptized. The Holy Trinity dwells in you. In you dwells the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And I bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
That tremendous gift that we have had, now that we have believed in our hearts and professed with our lips, has given us salvation. Through water and the Holy Spirit, we have been incorporated. When Jesus went to heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, which we have just confessed, where he is now, he is at the right, and he has sent the Holy Spirit into our hearts to unite us with him. So the first result is your salvation, which unites you here on earth. This unites us with a community of faith. Listen to what Paul says on this Trinity Sunday, the reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, rejoice. mend your ways, encourage one another, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the holy ones greet you. You are united with a community all over this world. But I would like to also tell you today about another magnificent community that you are united with. Because this union with God unites us with the holy ones, those in heaven. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. When we are united with the Trinity, we have a fellowship with our fellow believers all over the world. And this is the way we live with one another, because when the Trinity dwells in us, there is a love for one another. There is a communion here on earth. So the communion of the Holy Spirit, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, unites us. All of us in this world today, the 6 billion people, have all been called to holiness and to salvation. It is through baptism, water, and the Trinity indwelling in those who are in the church that we would live this life of love with one another, and that we will live this life so as to bring this love and service to the entire world and salvation and this message of salvation. But to be reassured that you are also united with the saints in heaven. The first among them is Mary. When we in our creed said that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, she is a daughter of God that was unique and selected by the Father. Hail Mary, full of grace. She was full of grace. She was conceived without sin. And she came into this world so that God had prepared her to be the mother of his only begotten Son, because he wanted to bring salvation to all of mankind. We honor her because she was the one who said yes to God's plan. Mary, I want you to be the mother of my Son. How can this be? I know not man. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and the one to be born of you will be the Son of the Most High. And Mary said, be it done to me according to thy will. And Mary, when she said yes to God, brought about the salvation of the entire world. So therefore, we honor her as first among the saints. All of the saints are participants. We have outstanding saints. We consider saints like St. Paul, St. Peter, and the great saints of the New Testament. But ever since that, there have always been outstanding Christians. And so we have St. John Paul II. We have St. John the 23rd, these two outstanding popes. Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, St. Teresa of Avila, and so on. These are the ones in heaven that we are actually united to. And so today, as we celebrate Trinity Sunday, our minds can be on those saints who are with God in heaven. But here on earth, there is a battle going on, and that is the war to maintain the Trinity within us when we have a battle with sin, with the devil, and with all those forces of temptation that come against us in this world. And so we call this world the church militant. We are engaged in a battle of the forces of good and the Trinity and the forces of evil, the forces of light, and the forces of darkness are hitting head on in every human heart and in the entire universe. And so we are engaged here in a battle for salvation. All of us are called to be saved, but we are also called upon to keep the will of God when we pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name," and we honor him today. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So we want to establish the kingdom of God on earth, which is the Trinity. The kingdom of God on earth is Jesus in us, saving the world through us. The Paschal mystery is Jesus within us, each person, Chris/Jesus, Jesus/Chris, Monsignor John Essef/Jesus, Jesus/John Essef. This union, this reconciliation that's constantly going on in each of us, every person on earth is involved in this. Yes, we have the Trinity dwelling within us, but each of us has a potential in our minds, in our hearts, in our bodies, in our temptation, in our weakness, to give over to the forces of darkness. We are called to be the Trinity on earth in his indwelling here on earth, and we pray, therefore, for one another. And so as we go on in the prayer of the Our Father, "Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." And never forget these last two lines: "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." And so we are in this battle. Everyone on earth, and as St. Paul encourages us, I'd like to read it again, because this time here on earth, he's saying to each of us, "Brothers and sisters, rejoice, mend your ways, encourage one another, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love will be with you, and peace will be with you." And so he's asking us and telling us, pray for one another as we're here on earth. And so no matter what church you're going to today in the whole world, we live in a world of violence, murder, corruption, sinfulness, brokenness, tendencies away from God, and satanic forces that come against us. And the Holy Spirit and the Father and Jesus are dwelling within us for our salvation, so that we can be, as we experience the indwelling, so that we can be instruments of salvation for the entire world. When Jesus came into the world 2,014 years ago, he wanted to come into the world through us when we were baptized. He had a union with his Father. That same Jesus has a union with his Father in you today. When he raises his eyes so often in prayer in the 11th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, as he was at the tomb of Lazarus and speaking always to his Father, "Father, Father." When he raised his eyes in the garden, "Father." When he raised his eyes on the cross, the Father was always with him. So he is with you. The Father and I are one. and the Holy Spirit is poured into our hearts, and we always cry, Abba, Father, Father. We have an indwelling of the Trinity, the triune God, the God who made the universe, dwells in me. The Creator of heaven and earth dwells in me. That is such good news. And I am called, because of Jesus, to be with my Father forever and ever in heaven, because of Jesus, the Savior. And because of the Spirit who dwells in me, I am being called today to proclaim God, the Trinity, to the entire universe. You who have been with us today have proclaimed him as your Lord and Savior. When he first appeared, as he came to Moses, he told them how loving he was. This loving God is with us today. In your heart, who is he like, our God? In Exodus, when Moses went up the mountain, having come down in a cloud, the Lord stood with Moses and proclaimed his name, Lord. Thus the Lord passed before him, before Moses, and cried out, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and rich in kindness and fidelity. Moses at once bowed down to the ground to worship. Then he said, if I find favor with you, Lord, do come along in our company. Moses asked God to come with them as they were going across the desert. God, slow to anger and rich in kindness and fidelity, has not only come down to travel with you and me, he came down to be in me and you. That's the news. He first announced it to Moses, and Moses called, travel with us. And God responded by sending his Son, who came into me and into you and wants to be one with us, to make us one with him forever and forever and forever in heaven and here on earth. And he wants every human, no matter where you are, to be his child. He has called us to salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Monsignor?
Yes?
I hate to say it this way, but it's a sad state that we find that so many Catholics, as well as so many Christians, they haven't been taught fully or have a full appreciation of that tremendous sharing that the Father offers us through his Son and the Holy Spirit, through our baptism, that indeed that he is in us. I mean, St. Paul said it in Galatians, it's not I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Or it even stronger, what our Lord said in the Gospel of John, for example, in the 17th chapter, that your love is in them and I am in them. He says that a number of times, I am in them. And it almost, for some ears, when you say that Jesus is in you, or even stronger, that you are Jesus, Christ is in you, it scandalizes them. They are like, oh my gosh, that sounds new age or whatever. I mean, it's shocking to them.
Yeah, I think the only answer I have to that is that it's demonic. You know, the evil one, you couldn't possibly love us that much. Who are we to be loved by God so much? That the terrible tragedy, especially of the good news, in our day, that the evil spirit has so influenced in this darkness of the world, that convincing us, the most difficult teaching to get across to everyone in the world, but especially those who are in the church, that they are loved by God with an infinite love. Each one of us, when he created us, when he designed us, he did so out of love. And his love has a power. And he followed through with that by sending us Jesus, by sending us the Spirit, and by giving us baptism. The magnificent teaching that this is so, what you can be accused of anything, but there it is in the whole 72 books of the Bible, both the Old and the New Testament lead to one thing. I have come to call you to be one with me. That is the message. That is the good news. And everything that when Jesus taught, it wasn't just the beginning of it, and that he is the God of anger and the God of retaliation in the old. No. From the beginning of the scriptures, from the first book of the Bible, I promise you, I will send you a redeemer to Adam and Eve. And you are really, as sinful a lot as you are, I will redeem you. I will save you. The good news is God's love, not how good man is, but how good God is. The gospel is the good news of salvation from God. It's not how high. Saints are not how high man can reach. Saints are how low God can bend. God loves everyone. And the lower, the more love. The lowest and the most abandoned who are listening to me now, you are loved by God with an infinite love. And if you are not baptized, your Father has sent his Son, Jesus, into the world. And the Spirit of God is in your heart and has been calling you to salvation. You are being called to the Trinity. And you are not being called just for a few days or for an emotional high. You are being called to be with your Father forever. God bless.
You've been listening to Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essiff. To hear and or to download this reflection along with many others, go to discerninghearts.com. This has been a production of discerninghearts.com. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. Join us next time for Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essiff.